Over here now in case number three. Of Shnei Shvilim of Tibur Echot Shachonis Olofan of Beis Batim Beduk. Listen carefully. So like I said last night, there are two parts of the sugya. There's one part of the sugya which is what is the din over here? That's one part of the sugya. The other part of the sugya is what's the comparison to Shnei Shvilim? And the third part of the sugya, which we talked about at length last night, is what is the din by Shnei Shvilim? We talked about that at Chov HaGedol last night. Machlekes, what looks like Rashi in places, in some of the places, whether it's because of a Talino Lekulo, whether it's because of a Cheskes Tara. And we brought down yesterday many nafkaminas together, whether it's because of a Cheskes Tara, whether it's because of a Talino Lekulo. That was yesterday's very, which I'm not repeating. Today, we have to talk about the ikar of the sugi, which is, what is the din, Doctor? So Rashi says the din is that if each guy comes alone, if each guy of the Baal Bayis comes alone, so the din is that we say Lekulo, we say something about Lekulo. The comparison to Shnei Shvilim is Lekabi Da'al Lekuda. What's the Da'al Lekuda? The Da'al Lekuda is whenever they come together, it's a steer. Can't give a Pesach, could give a Pesach. That's the raid that we spoke about yesterday of the raid of Shnei Shvilim when you have two psukim which are fundamentally says to each other, when can you give both psukim and when can't you? We spoke about our Chavol last night with Tufta and Badas. So there are two parts in the Inyan of Chametz over here. Let's go back to Chametz. We have the Rashi and we have Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rashi over here is very sure. Rashi says we say something to Baal Mekula. Fakta Chakasha. Hale Rashi, although we don't say something to Baal Mekula about Chametz. What's the chiluk between case one of Teisha Tziburin, where you had a suffix whether Chametz went into the house or not? And Teisha asked Rashi and said, hey, what happened to suffix to Baal Mekula? And Rashi held like the Maggid Mishnah that holds that we say, we don't say something about the Kula by Safak Chametz, because every case of Makrish Machnis and Bechametz we saw from the Makor Chaim is Be'etzem a case of Safak. Every case is a case where Be'etzem we should go to Kula and yet we go to Chorma. Every case of Makrish Machnis and Bechametz is a case where we have many, 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 many stakers, and still we say Yichayat B'Dikas Chametz. So we don't say something about the Kula by B'Dikas Chametz. So why in case number two do we say something about the Kula? Over there we had a new thing called Talina and the whole thing. Case number three is a Pella. Case number three is a classic Suffolk. You have a Suffolk where the Chametz went into a house or not. What's the Chalak? Adovro Pella Otzim. Is the emesis that tomorrow we're going to start case number four? It could be after we start case number four, it could be we would have a terrorist on case number three. The problem is that Rashi's not master over here that we were working with case number four. In case number four, we're going to see Tifa Tifa Raid. That there are cases where we certainly don't say Suffolk Turbanon. Bechomer by B'dikas Chametz, as we're going to see in case four. Case four is a very complicated case. But Rashi mashed over here that he says something about Kula, he doesn't bring anything because of the next Gemara, anything of that sort. And the question is, what happened over here? So it's very interesting. The Maggid Mishnah himself, who's the Mordech Shmeitzer of the Yisoy, that B'dikas Chametz also like Nitkana, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud, Perek Beis, Halacha Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud. In Perek Beis, Halacha Chametz Matzah, Perek Yud Beis, Perek. Halacha Yud Beis, he says a whole shtickle Torah. I'm quoting a Maggid Mishnah in Perek Beis of Matzah Yud Beis, and the Maggid Mishnah himself is the Mordech Shmeitzer, who in Halacha Yud is the one who brought down this big Yisoy, the Rashi holds that we don't say Safek to Manon Lekudu, because every Makkush Shemachmiz of Chametz is a Safek. Now let's explain this. I want to be Magdim on more general Yisoy, which is also how I've done with the Tamara Sugya. That's true. And I want to suggest the Teretz, which is ulai what the Maggid Mishnah meant. And if not, I could say other Teretz. I'm opening it up for a discussion. That's true, and I want to say a global word. That's true that in case number one, where Tosfos asks Rashi, how could you say, Teichai B'dikas Chametz, Safek Tuman Lekula, Teisha Tziburin? So the Maggid Mishnah dropped the Yisoy and said, we don't say Safek Tuman Lekula Chametz, because B'dikas Chametz are Safek Yitzkana, and every case Maggid Mishnah Chametz is a Safek. Is that true in every case? For example, I want to give example of two cases where it's pushed by me that we don't say the din of B'dikas Chametz al Safek Nitkana by Chametz. I'll give you an example. Let's say a guy has a house that was Chayav B'dikas Chametz, and he has a Safek whether or not he did a B'dikah or not. Can you remember? And just in case, the guy's a Makushu, he's Muhammad's. And he has a suffix. Did he do a Bidiko or not? I can't remember. The guy has a lot of houses. I can't remember whether in house Pliny, which was Chayiv in Bidiko, was a Makushu, he's Muhammad's. He has a suffix. Did he do a Bidiko or not? What does Ayom say? Do we say suffix to Banu Lakul? I'm talking about a case where the guy did Bidal already. Do we say suffix to Banu Lakul? Or we say, listen, here, Bidikas Chometz, all suffix Nitzke. No, we don't say that in a suffix to Banu Lakul by Bidikas Chometz. That's a no-brainer. And in such a case, we're going to say something to Banu Lakul. Why? Because that we say, Bidikas Chometz, all suffix Nitzkena, is in a case where the suffix is doimah to the suffix of Makushu Machmiz Mohammeds. Halei, what is the case of Makushu Machmiz Mohammeds? What's the case? The case of Makushu Machmiz Mohammeds is a case where I have a house, and I have a suffix, did Chometz come in? What's the classic Makushu Machmiz Mohammeds, where the Makor Chayim spoke out that you have Sveikas and Sveikas, Sveikas? What's the case? The case is like the case, we use the case of the marsik, where the suffix is, did the waiter go down during the meal? So one suffix is, was he eating chametz? And one suffix is, did he go down with chametz? And a dritta suffix is, did the chametz fall? And the fourth chametz is, the chametz still there? But what's the nature of the suffix? The nature of the suffix is there chametz here or not? So every makushim of chizbo chametz is a suffix, whether there is chametz here or not. That we don't say suffix debanu lekula by chametz, because that's under the din of all of us. But if you ask chametz kamakushim of chizbo chametz, is only in the type of suffix that the nature of the suffix is David to the suffix of Makushim Achiz Mohammed. That means Chazal didn't say across the board's heart that by Sveikas and Betikas Chametz you don't say suffix of Makushim. That's not what they said. They said that in Sveikas, which are the nature of this type of suffix of a Makushim Achiz Mohammed, which is, let's call it by its name, is there Chametz over there? Did Chametz come into the house? That type of suffix of did Chametz come in, which under normal circumstances we would say suffix of Makushim, he's over here, the Rabbanu made a takana, we don't do something about the kula. That's Mordek. What happens if I have a different suffix completely? That's something where the guy did a bidikas chametz or not. Chabad over there, we say something about the kula. That's a double nifla, which brings out the power of the heart. This is a severe limitation in the Yisrael of the Magen Mishnah. Don't come along and tell me that by bidikas chametz, we don't do something about the kula. That's not the shot. Adam said bidikas chametz, we don't do something about the kula. The shot is the bidikas chametz. When the suffix is, was there chametz there? In that type of suffix, Chazal said, that's the case, we chayev, the vaday, whatever we said. I'll give you another example. Even a closer, what happens if a guy has two houses, and one was Baldik, Vada, and one was not Baldik? And the houses got mixed up one with the other. I don't know which one is which. In the first case, I said, it's a sound of God, but did you do a particular Sabbath? You have a different Sabbath. I have a Sabbath on the houses themselves. One house was Baldik, one house wasn't Baldik, and I got confused which is which. So what do I say over there? Do I say something about one of the cooler or not? There too, I'm saying, we don't say something about one of the cooler. About we're going to say something about the kula zikr. What happens? I ask myself whether the house is chayav b'dikas chametz. What happened to the klal makushim achiz b'chametz? Again, I'm saying the same part. Makushim achiz b'chametz says that if you have a suffix where the chametz went in or not, then if you have a suffix which is the nature of that suffix, which is that whether chametz went in or not, then we say we don't say something about the kula. Any other suffix which involves b'dikas chametz, A, on which house is it? B, did I do a bidika or not? V'chayinu. But then we go back to the regular dinner, something to one on the cool. That's very, very important. That's all. Mela, I once went for a basher hesber, but I believe that there's a very, very high chance that the hesber that I'm going to say now is what the Maggid says himself over here in Halacha Yud Beis. Very interesting zach. The case of Teshuvah Zivurin is a case where I have a house that was bavik, and something came in. I don't know what it is. It's a matzah, it's a chametz, it's a pesach. In fact, Tosis, you should say something about the kula. So we explained why Tosis doesn't hold it like a Mishnah, even though he holds it like a Mishnah. Midover, like we said, be great, which we'll go over again in a few days. So he said, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds no. That this is the case of Makushu Machmiz Mohammed. You have a something whether chametz went in or not. Slowly. More than that, we even said more than that. We said even deeper than that. That's Stamab Din of, we don't say Safak Dabon Lakula. That's the Vadachiv, that's the Chiyav of Bidikas Chametz. He said, Dabon Nifla, the Chiyav of Bidikas Chametz is. The Chiyav of Bidikas Chametz is. What is the Chiyav of Bidikas Chametz? The Chiyav of Bidikas Chametz is the case. We have a Safak, where the Chametz went in or not. That's the Safak. I'm telling you, what is the Safak? The Safak is, I have a place, I have a Safak where the Bidikas Chametz. That's classic Makushan Yud Bachametz. That's a Chiyav Vadachiv, it's not a Chiyav Safak. That is the place which Chazal made the Din of Bidikas Chametz on. Gandik. That's Nifla Mord. Once for a basher, he said, a very, very deep azach. He said that, and I believe it's what the Magen Mishnah says, he said that the suffix over here, in case 3, is very different. What happened? You had two houses, and both houses were baduk. And there's a piece of chametz that went into one house. That means you saw the achbar go into one of the houses, it didn't go into the other house. Now, since the suffix was to begin with was on both houses, there was a suffix to begin with on both houses, correct? So what is the suffix? The suffix is that there are two houses here, and watch what I'm going to say now. One house is vade not chayiv, because it's for sure that achbar didn't go in. And there's one house that has a vade chayiv, because a mouse went in. So since over here, the suffix was chal on both houses at once, and if the suffix wouldn't be chal on both houses at once, I don't know what the case would be, a different case where I didn't see both houses, I have a suffix where the mouse went in, let's say, correct? Let's say I have a house and I have a suffix where the mouse went in, that's case four, by the way, which we're going to see tomorrow. But over here, the shtal of the suffix is, and it's very important, the Bosch always used to say, he still says, he always says that the you always have to know what is the suffix. Moshe, if I would have one house and I would have a mouse, I don't know if the mouse went into the house or not. That's case four. Case four, we're going to start tomorrow. It's a very complicated case, which has aspects of Tyrus and Chometz. Case four is a case where I have a house and I don't know if a mouse went in or not. There was a mouse rolling around. I don't know if a mouse went in, by the way. It's a whole new case. Up to now, we have cases where something went in. We don't know what, we don't know if, we don't know to where. Case number four is a case we don't know if Mechala went in. So if I would have one house and one, something went in, we'll see that. Over here, it's a different story. Over here, the word is there were two houses. And one went in, and one, it didn't go in. So what's the nature of your suffix? The nature of your suffix is that there's a vade, a house that it didn't go into, and there's a house that it went into. Now, if you bowed both sfeikas with chal at the same time, so the nature of the suffix is, which of the houses is the one that got ruined, and which is the one that didn't get ruined. Said Rav Asher, in a case where I know that vade, one of them, the mouse didn't go into, I can't go paskin on this suffix and say, your vade chai bedikas chametz. I'm repeating again. The yesod of the Magid Mishnah is that whenever there's a suffix whether chametz went in or not, whenever you have a suffix whether chametz went in or not, so we say, okay, you have a suffix whether chametz went in. That's classic makom shemachmis of chametz. That's classic vada bidikas chametz. That's classic. Every case of makom shemachmis of chametz is a case whether chametz went in or not. That's in a case where I have a house and I want to know whether chametz went in or not. Case one, case two, case three, case four is a suffix whether chametz went in. We'll see. In case three, there's a spin, there's a knach on the suffix, because there's vade a house where it didn't go into. Said Rav Asher, so what am I going to paskin? And both houses was chal one suffix, because it's one story that happens, a story that's relevant to two houses, because the suffix is which house did it go into? Said Rav Asher, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me this is a makush of achiz of chametz? You can say out of your mouth that there's a vade chiv over here. This is a makush. What do you mean? There's one house for sure that's not chayiv. Said Rav Asher that if you belt is one house over here for sure that's not chayiv, so you can't go tell me that there's a vade chayiv in both places. You can't say such a thing, Rav Asher. It's not true, because I know that one of them is for sure not chayiv. Mele, he said, I didn't finish yet. Mele, he said that the nature of the suffix over here is which house are you? That's very, very similar, he said, to the case where I gave an example now, where I have two houses and one of them got mixed up. Not a case of something went in. I have a house that's vade baltic, I have a house that's vade ainer baltic. And I want to know, I got mixed up, I got confused. They took off the numbers and now I don't know which house is which house. Over there, Avada, that's not called the Sofik Al-Bikas Chomas Nitzke, that's not doing it to the Sofik of Makrim Shemach Rizuboy. So the only time we say it's we have the din of Makrim Shemach Rizuboy, that's only in a case where I have a Sofik, did Chomets come in? And that's my entire Sofik. When my entire Sofik is, did Chomets come in? So then I could say, that's Avada Chiyuv. A Sofik of did Chomets come in is the case of Avada Chiyuv. But what happens if into the etzem suffix itself, there's another variable, there's another ingredient, there's a house that the achmah vadeh didn't come in. So I can't go paskin on both houses and say, your vadeh achiv. I know for sure that one of the houses didn't come, so a vadeh achiv I can't go make. Now the minute I can't go make a vadeh achiv, so I don't have any more the suffix which is doimit to makush. What is the suffix? The suffix is a different word. I have one house which is vadeh not, I have one house which is vadeh, I don't know which is which. And that nature of a suffix, that means like this. The minute that there's one house in the picture that the mouse vade didn't go into, it's not any more doimet to the suffix of makom shemachmis b'chametz. The suffix of makom shemachmis b'chametz is when the only suffix on the table is I have one house and did chametz go into or not. Then I put it under the umbrella and under the headline of makom shemachmis b'chametz, and then I can give you a chiyuv vade. In a place where the suffix was chal to begin with on two houses with the knowledge that one of the houses vade is not chiyuv, I can't shtel that type of suffix and say, oh, this is the suffix of makom shemachmis b'chametz. What I could shtel is there's a different suffix. Which one of the houses is chayiv? That's the name of the K. When you have a suffix of which one of the houses, that's not a suffix of did chametz come into the house. The suffix is which one of the houses. And I can't tell the suffix of did chametz come in, because there's one house that Bade chametz didn't come into. So what can I shtel the suffix? What is the shtel of the suffix? The shtel of the suffix is, which of these houses has the chiyuv? Which? That's not directed to the suffix of Bakar Shachin Chometz. That's like a suffix of, did I do a bedika? Case one. That's like a suffix of a case where two houses got mixed up. I believe that's what the Maggid says. Look at the Maggid. Yeshu the Taritz. The Maggid is the Kasha. Yeshu the Taritz. The Hossam, in our case, case three. Vaday Ika Chad Bayesh Lenichnas Bo. Hear those in the Maggid? There's a house for sure that it didn't go into. Hilkach kolcha talina zeu shalai nechazbos. If we pass in the kula, that you're the house they didn't go to. V'yatayochol lahatzich bedika l'shneim. Again, he says, watch this. And you can't be mechayev bedika to both of them. This is lashon. I'd be mechayev bedika to both of them. Each one individually has a suffix. Zok the helik v'magid. Ki bedika chad v'adeh v'nechazboi. What does he mean to say? So what? What's meant there? So what is v'adeh v'nechazboi? So what? Each one has a suffix. Each one has a suffix. Chavetz. The third is, that's what he means to say. Not every suffix has a din of the Maggid Mishnah. Over here, where there's a Vada Shaloi Nichas Boy, so the nature of the suffix changes. The nature of the suffix is which is the one. And you always have to know, what is the suffix? The suffix is like this. There's a Vada house that didn't go into. The shaloi is, which one are you? Which one are you? So then the suffix, not directed to the suffix of Bakashon Kizim Chavis. The only time we say the din of Bikas Chavis al Suffix Nitzke, we don't say suffix the one on the Kula. That's only in a case where the suffix is, did Chavis come in? But over here, where there's a Vatah house that doesn't have a Bedika. So the nature of the suffix is, which one are you? Which one are you? And now he says, by the way, for his voice. Ashenke, in the case of Teshah Zibur, suffix bebayis echad umesh bedikas chomets tilasa suffix donor, suffix donor, chomer kvoish exafti lamal. That's the chore, the tifa lumpus of the Maggid Mishnah. The chore of Maggid Mishnah means to say this word. In a place where there's a vadei, place that didn't go into, so the nature of the suffix is different. He doesn't mean to say Baal Batish, by the way, because if it's Baal Batish, there's one place, if vadei not, so you can't go, that's what he means. I'm saying big part. He doesn't mean to say that since there's one house that's vadei not, so you can't go look for it. It doesn't mean finished. What it means to say is that when there's one house that's vadei not, so the nature of the suffix changes, and not on this type of suffix, was said the din of suffix, was said the din of suffix, all this way.
What can you say for the second case? What? What can you say for the second case also?
What do you mean?
So far, I'm going to... One house is a
short chametz. There's nothing for sure, by the way. Because there was something. There's not a vadei. Okay, there's no vadei on one of the houses. Something went in for sure. It could be over there. It's different because there was a vadei penetration to each house. You understand? With a domra suffix. Say the same guy's over. I hear the over. Say it. Why do you have to come on to Talin and Yeskin? Say it. No, it's a mistake, we think. It's a mistake. Because over there, one was Baltic, one was Ainar Baltic. So, it's not a Vada. There's no Vada. It could be the Ainar Baltic state and Ainar Baltic, and the Baltic got the Chametz. There's no surprise. Center? Oh. That's Rashi. In Rabbeinu Peretz, there's a whole nice over here, which is a game changer in the Ogama. What's like Rabbeinu Peretz? Rabbeinu Peretz over here asks, but yeah, I want to live in a place inside because there's a whole mice here. And nobody broke the Mars sign at the end of his map. One dagger there, and there's big gemaras. Another dagger, there's no gemaras even in the benches. And it's really a total capitulation. Listen carefully. What? So it's empty. What? Max gemaras there. More shuas there, no? Max learning shas. I may even know one day. I'm being personal on myself over here. The tema. Ma'akum adam al-shnei shvilim. I'll say we were over here inside. Dil mashani shnei shvilim, which is the Suffolk Tumor, which is the Rabbu. I'll also grab your chomet slowly. Slowly, one thing at a time. Let's take a plot to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, how can you compare chomet to shnei shvilim? Shnei shvilim has this, Suffolk Tumor, which is the Rabbu, Suffolk Tumor. Now, I'm not sure Rabbeinu Peretz meant to ask. There are two ways to learn Rabbeinu Peretz. For those of you who left it. One way of learning is, meant to say that over there, the reason why each guy separately on his shvil is mutter is because some kibush is on the second Torah. The chametz, why mutter? That's a little bit strange, because why is he something to want on the kula? He says later on we're talking about other rabbanim. I have an idea to learn that Rabbeinu Peretz meant to ask something else, meant to lump the shakasha. He meant to say that the reason why by Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah each shvil, each separate guy is Torah, is because Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah sacred Torah. And over there there's a whole set of rules. Come together, come separately, Pesachazeh, Masachas. How can you compare that to Chametz? Well, that over there there's a set of rules of Masachas and Apasachas, maybe that's only when the Heter is because of A, because Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. Chametz is a different reason why Mutter. No, he's not asking necessarily why Mutter. He's asking, how can you compare the two things? What are you comparing one with the other? Over there, the reason why each shvil, each separate road, each path is mutter is because of Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. Now, you don't have a Chametz. So whatever the Heter was going to be by Chametz, like, what are you comparing the two things with all? Why? Because over there is there a Basachas. Maybe Basachas is only over there. Maybe it's not over here. Maybe it's not over here. Maybe it's not over the time of the Shnei Shvil and Lav Mishum Degamina Levi Saita. It's not because we learn out of Saita. We found Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. El Mishum Degamina Chazakir. Interesting, Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the reason why we say over here that each shul is mutter is not because of the din of Sofek Torah, which is a rabbin, but because we give a cheskes tara. Each one has a cheskes tara. Why don't I stop here for a second? What does he mean? What do you mean, older than a Sofek Torah, which is a rabbin? So when was the din of Sofek Torah, which is a rabbin said? Strange Rabbeinu Peretz. What Rabbeinu Peretz says? The reason why each road, is each path is mutter is not because of Sofek Torah, which is a rabbin. It's because of cheskes tara, slowly. So I don't say anything. And when do we say Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah? Not here. Why not, by the way? He doesn't say. You notice? Mystery Rabbeinu Peretz. He doesn't say what he means. He says like this. It means Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma, slowly, that there is a din called Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. This does not din. Just doesn't apply over here. And over here, the Heter is because of a different reason, because of Cheskas Tara. But it's funny. He doesn't say why. So there's a Tosin in Yedidaf Beis who says, interesting Zach, that over here, the din of Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah doesn't apply. Because it's a Tarati Desasri. And then if Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah was only said when there's no Tati Desasri, when there's no intrinsic contradiction. But over here, where there's an intrinsic contradiction. Over there, we don't say Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. And there, you have to come on to Cheskas Tara. This is a third shita to what I said yesterday. Yesterday, I said two shitas. One shita is that Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah is because Sefer Torah is because there's a cause until you know what. The second shita I said yesterday was because of Cheskas Tara. And this is a third shita. This is a din called Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't apply over here because they contradict each other. And over here, we don't apply the din of Sofek Torah Rosh Hashanah. So what's the reason? Okay, because it's a cheskes tara, slowly. Zakter Rabbeinu Peretz, we got a chametz nami, shayach leimu, ukma chazake, but cheskes badek. And here too, we say cheskes badek. A shocking Rabbeinu Peretz, we're starting slowly. I'm going to get to the big raid in a second. Zakter Rabbeinu Peretz, the comparison to Shnei Shvilim has to be that they both have the same heter, and then you can compare the two dinim. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, I'll tell you what they're similar. It's not because of Sofek Torah on the kul over here. It's not because of Sofek Torah on the kul over here. The reason is because of cheskes tara. He says a cheskes tara. That is a cheskes tara. Over here, they're both the same. Here's a cheskes tara. Here's a cheskes balik. Slowly. Correct. You say avikasha. In time of the elga be kupa is the shani shani chumad rabona mashma yavi the rice alomek the unkuli hai. But my lem ukme a chazaka. You should also miss a chazaka with the kulu nari mirabim here. Oh, yeah. Effective in a pair is, oh, really? You're telling me from the Gemara Shnei Shvilin that there's a thing called chazakas, and that's why by Shnei Shvilim each one has a cheskes tara. You're telling me by Bidikas Chametz there's a cheskes baldek on the house. So what happened in case two? Why in case two does it say that the only reason why we say talinon when two went into two is because of why? So if we want to look cool, but it would be the rice or not. What happened to what? What happened to cheskes? Cheskes baldek or cheskes chulin? As I fact, the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Bizman. Who asked this kasha, by the way? We did. We left off with a humongous question on case two, correct? What was the question we left off on case two? Vi Taisa that in case one said there's a thing called Cheskes Batik. So why in case two does the Gemara say the Raisa doesn't work? You have a Cheskes Batik on the house. Let the Cheskes Batik say they didn't come in. We left off with a kasha. So here we have a gold mine of a teretz. We have a gold mine, we saw a teretz. Rabbeinu Peretz has the kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz, after he ascertained in case three that there's a thing called Cheskes Batik, came along Rabbeinu Peretz and said, Eva Zay, have a kasha, case two. Why in case two does it say that if it's the right, so we don't say talinon that this went there and that went there. We just say cheskosoi, what happened to cheskosoi? I say, frak the Rabbeinu Peretz, more the exact. Suppose we have a golden yediyah. We asked the Kasha, why in case two wasn't there a Cheskes Balter? We left all Sheva there, he didn't answer it, slowly. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, that in case two you don't have a Chazaka. Why don't you have a Chazaka? Because there was a Vade penetration, something Vade came in, something was Nichnas. So you can't use the Cheskes Chulin, and likewise probably the Cheskes Balter, because something Vade came in. When something Vade comes in, it's Isra. By the way, this Rabbeinu Peretz is a very big Lomdasha Yisoid. But not in every case do we exercise Chazakas. We only exercise Chazakas when the Chazaka is still intact. But if the Chazaka had a Reyesa, and if the Chazaka Vade underwent a change, then we don't activate the Chazaka. Here too, why do you have a Sofer? You have a Sofer that somebody came in, or the Truma, Chametz or not Chametz, you don't know what. So what do? We activate the Chazaka. Yeah, there is no Chazaka. The Chazaka ended, because the Chazaka means in Lomdis that there's no change until I know there's a change. But over here, a change did take place because something came in. But about something came in, that's a reyes on the chazaka. When something comes in and makes a reyes on the chazaka, we don't give you the chazaka anymore. I want the whole cup we're holding. So in case three, Rabbeinu Peretz said, I have a raya that the reason why each house has a cheska is potter from bedika is not because of something that went on the kula. Each house is potter because the cheska is potter. What's his raya? Because the marshal told Zutter Shnei Shvilim. And Shnei Shvilim is because of cheska's tara. So just like by Shnei Shvilim it's cheska's tara, the bedika also is because of cheska's potter. Correct the akasha. Ah, there's a thing called cheska's potter on a house or on a thing. So then by truma, what do I care if it's the raya or the rabbanan? You have a chazaka. Says the Torah, Rabbeinu Peretz, a very long dish of teretz. Over there you don't have a chazaka. Because a chazaka means that there was no change that took place. And over here a change took place. So a pichidia, a gold mine. We found the teretz on the marshal's kasha. Why? In case number two, is there no cheskas abadik? Says the teretz, because in case number two, the chazaka got ruined because something came in. And by the way, that's a chiddush. That something came in is enough to shake the chazaka. You can say not like that. The cheskas abadik says that it's there. Cheskas abadik. No, something came in that changed the status. What's the obvious kasha now? So case one. So how could Tosis come along and say that in case one of teshes tibur when there's a din of cheskas abadik? So why not in case two? So we, on one hand, we found that was Marshall's kasha, by the way. So on one hand, we found a moiridik yediyah. We found the Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a billion-dollar yediyah. We found the Rabbeinu Peretz. We asked the kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz is a teretz, but the teretz makes things much worse. What did Rabbeinu Peretz answer? In case two, the Baal told something that Vada came in, that was ma'ar of the chazaka, that made a raise in the chazaka, and now you don't have the chazaka anymore. So how could Tosis ask in case one? Tosis said, we say cheskas abadik in case one. Over there, something Vada came in. What's the case of Tosis? He wrote the ach, where the holder took in something Vada to the house. But don't repel the mamash. So it's very interesting. In Rabbeinu Peretz himself, I don't have a kasha. I want to show you a dover nifla. I want to show you how the Rishayna was so meductic. Ad-ba-ad-ba-chal. Why did Rabbeinu Peretz ask this kasha on case two only after he bought case three? Rabbeinu Peretz said, hey, in case two, what are you busy with Talina on, Teraisa, the Rabbanon? What happened to Cheskas Balter? Why did he wake up now? He should have asked where. After case one, the answer is Rabbeinu Peretz Shitasai doesn't bring down in case one the kasha cheskas abadik. If you look at Rabbeinu Peretz back by Teisha Tziburin, he asks on Rashi kasha number one of Sofer Gavon Lakula. He doesn't ask the kasha cheskas abadik. A mavel tikazach, a mavel tikiyadia. In case number one, Rabbeinu Peretz, when he schlugged up Rashi and he said, how could you tell me that the case is talking about B'tikas Chametz? Said Rabbeinu Peretz, Sofer Gavon Lakula. He doesn't ask Teisha's second question of cheskas abadik, because it wasn't so much the Teisha's. Rabbeinu Peretz, wasn't there's a thing called Cheskas HaBodek. Cheskas HaBodek we discussed last week. It's not so simple. What does it mean? It's halacha, it's hanhaga. It's a state of being. Who says the house has a chalzaka b'chal, that it was b'chal? Who says b'chal t'chal a din of b'chal on the house? V'cheina v'cheina. So Rabbeinu Peretz b'chal wouldn't have come along and say, in case number two, hey, what happened to Cheskas HaBodek? Who told you the thing called Cheskas HaBodek b'chal? The Mabel d'Gazach, because in case one, he doesn't ask it. Now the Seyda Advarm is, Rabbeinu Peretz in case number three had a hech, there's a thing called Cheskas HaBodek. Well, is that? Well, because all this was the comparison to Shnei Shvilim. So in order for the comparison for B'dikas Chometz to Shnei Shvilim to stay intact, it has to be that there's a thing called a Cheskas HaBodek, which is a whole chiddush. It's all ufreis, that a house has a chalois din of Bodek on the house, which is big chiddushim, that it's a din on the house. And even in the Raisa he's talking about. He's talking about even in the Raisa there's a thing called a Cheskas HaBodek. Okay, fine. It is a Zazach called Cheskas HaBodek, Frektor Akasha. Now, yes, what happened in case two? Why in case two is it Tali in Talinon, the Rabbanans? What happened to the Dinah Cheskas HaBodek? That's Nifla Mo'ed in Pshat Lamita Shel Torah. Why, A, he waited till here to ask the Kasha, and why it's not going to happen in Teisha Tzibor, because he doesn't hold the Cheskas HaBodek. But on Teisha, the Kasha comes back. But Teisha holds in Teisha Tzibor that we do say Cheskas HaBodek. Even in the case of Teisha Tzibor, that means he doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Peretz's Teretz. So now it comes back, but yes, it says it, but yes, it was. Now we're not going to call it a kasha the mashal, we're going to call it a kasha of Rebbeinu Peretz. So why, in case number two, don't we say chaskas of other? What do you tell me? The Teretz of Rebbeinu Peretz, alam de sheteretz, that if you bought something, vat they came in, that shook up the chazaka because there was change. Chazaka means that there's no change. So then it's case one, say the same thing, vadova pella. So on one hand, we took one step towards the solution. Rebbeinu Peretz is the kasha, but the Teretz that he said, it doesn't make sense. Vadova pella. I say a posh of Teretz. I say a posh of the Teretz. Teretz is that Avada, the site of the Teretz of Rebbeinu Peretz said. The site of the Teretz is that Avada, we don't say Cheskos Baltic in a case where there was a Shinui in the Chazakar. Because the site of Cheskos Baltic means that the status that was told now stays. Zakar Rebbeinu Peretz. We can use Rebbeinu Peretz over here as a platform to answer Tysus. Just the problem is, how can I use it to answer Tysus? The Teretz that he said doesn't apply. We're going to take Rebbeinu Peretz and go a step further. Just like this. Avada, the site of the Teretz is that in case number two, I can't go along and give a cheskos baltic because the yisrael of chazaka is like Rabbi Seino taught us, is that once there's a chazaka, once there's a status, we take on there's no change until we know there's a change. And in case number two, Zakar Rebbeinu Peretz, nis'ariv, there was a change. Something took place, something came in. There's an event that happened, by the way. You could argue on this and say that's not called an event that makes it a change. For example, a classic case of an event that changed the chazaka is if you have an animal that was the chazaka or something and then you see a shechter in front of you. So obviously all the chazakas collapse because you have a shechter in front of you. But here I'm talking about a case where there was a change. The change was that something came in. I want to say a dover nifla. Avada the yisoid of the Teretz of Rebbeinu Peretz said. So what's the difference between case one? Teretz of Poshet. Tesis agrees to that. What I'm going to say is Poshet the Teretz. It's taking the Rebbeinu Peretz. Once I have a Zara Rebbeinu Peretz, I have the liberty of going further. And the yisoid of the Rebbeinu like this. This yisoid that a change took place to shake the Cheskos Baltic has two requirements. One is that something came into the house. And that's why, slowly, in case three, you don't have a chazaka. You don't have a, in case three, you have a chazaka, because it's not valid that somebody came in. In case two, something valid came in. But case two also has a one more requirement. I have to know that chametz came into a house. That means what characterizes case two? What characterizes case two is A, something valid went into a house, and B, chametz valid went into a house. Just I don't know which one. Held Tosfos that in order to shake up the chazaka, in order to make a reis on the chazaka, there's two tnoim, there's two criteria which have to be met. One is that a change took place. What is the change? The change is that something came into the house. The second criteria is that the something that came into a house was vade chametz. Chametz for sure came into a house. So if something came in and chametz vade came into a house, that's enough to go change the cheskos baltic. However, in case number one, it's true that something came in, because in case number one, the mouse took something into the house. But it's b'chal not vada the chametz came into a house, because it could have been matzah. That's not enough to shake up the chazaka. But von nifrei mamish. So avada, we have a gold mine, this is Rebbeinu Peretz. We left it with a catastrophic kasha. Tesis is b'chadish in case one, that when you have a suffix where the achmor took in matzah or chametz, cheskos baltic paskim zei yipotter. And Tesis is before she even on the rice. So we got the case two, we fainted. And mashal is the kasha. We got the case two. We said, in case two, what's going on over here? Well, the case two is a case where something came in. So we passed it, Cheskos Baltic. So what Rebbeinu Peretz answer? Because something about the case, the case one, something about the came in also. The Teretz is, again, if I wouldn't have Rebbeinu Peretz's Teretz, I don't have the liberty of saying this. If I don't have Rebbeinu Peretz's Teretz, I'm stuck. Why in case two, then Cheskos Baltic? But once Rebbeinu Peretz told us that in case two, you don't have Cheskos Baltic, why? Because something shook up the Chazaka. There's a race about it in the Chazaka. This change about it took place. I'm going to say it in a lumpish way. Watch what I'm going to say now. In order to say that change vaday took place, it has to be that chametz went into a house. I wanted to say it in that nosach. In order to say, what's the yisoid why I don't go about the chazaka? Because change took place. What's called change took place? The yisoid that change took place means that chametz went into a house. That's called change took place. When chametz went into a house, so the chazakis of everybody is shaking over here because change took place. When chazakis says there was no change, there was change. Chametz went into a house. So case number two is a classic. What happened in case number two? There was two houses, one Baltic, one Main Baltic. It was chametz and matzah. Chametz went into one of the houses. That's cool. Change took place. I'm not saying about Bata Shavuot, I'm saying Alumda Shavuot. I'm not saying about Bata Shavuot, here you have one quick. The word is that in order to go shake a chazaka, it has to be that change took place. Then I say that the whole yisrael of the chazaka collapses. But in order to say that change took place, change has to take place. What's called change? What's magnitude change? Something that Achbar took in something, that's not enough. In order to say that change took place, it has to be that into one of the houses, the Achbar took chametz. So without the Achbar took chametz into one of the houses, by the way, one of the houses that's in the realm of the Safek. Remember, every time you have to check, what's in the realm of the Suffolk. If Alta Achmar took in Chametz into one of the houses that's in the realm of the Suffolk, the Cheskas Botuk, the Chazaka is not here anymore. So now it's Niflum Moed. In case number one, now we have a Teretz on the Manster Kasha of the Marshal. In case number one, it's true that an Achmar Vadi took in, but it could be took in Matzah. We don't know where it took in. So there's no reason for the Cheskas Botuk to get shook up. There was a Cheskas Botuk, the Paskins, that it was Botuk, it stays Botuk. It was an event that happened. There's no event that happened because we don't know the Chametz went into a house in the Flamoid. Case three, also there's a Cheskas Botuk. Because in case three, we don't know if anything went in Bechal. So about this is a Cheskas Botuk. Case two is the Flamoid. Case two is where we know that Chametz went into a house. When Chametz went into a house, so the whole Chazaka collapses. The Chazaka collapses. Chazaka says there's no change. The Melo, we're using Rabbeinu Peretz as Teretz in case two. Rabbeinu Peretz didn't have a kasha from case one. Rabbeinu Peretz, Grada clearly didn't hold the case one as a Cheskas Botuk because he doesn't say it over there and he only brings a Raya from case three. Beseda, that's technical. But once we have the Yisoid of the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says this Yisoid, that the house getting a thing changes the nature of the Chazaka and it's not called a Cheskas Botuk anymore, then it's Niflamoid why case one and three have a Cheskas Botuk and case two doesn't. Now, case four is very, very complicated. You follow the Maamar Kavis carefully. Tomorrow I just want to make a technical announcement the same way we met with all the, we mean myself and Rav Yitzi Shlita, we met with all the Bachurim, so in the coming days we're going to meet with all the younger life who wish to join us next month as a year to take Mishtala. They pay more over there. I'm going to miss Ezi, a lot of Atzlocha. But either way, maybe one day, you can send your tummy into Prager's. Well, oh, flip that. They probably got a resume. From Sustans, I think. Yeah? But wait. Probably come to Ali Shul. Either way, what? Anyway, I would love to. I would love to learn Kachin. I don't know Kachin. I have to learn it first before you teach. I'm telling you a call. Yeah? Before you teach something, you have to learn it. Like a couple of years. Sounds intriguing. I'll explain to Lion, I'll tell you that it's what it means. Yeah. Either way, we want to meet with all the younger lights, so tomorrow morning you make an appointment with Floyd Harav Herschel. More on in the coming days, for those who younger light want to join us next month so we can get together.